Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
This is a message from sponsor Intuit TurboTax. Taxes was getting frustrated by your forms. Now Taxes is uploading your forms with a snap, and a TurboTax expert will do your taxes for you. One who's backed by the latest tech, which cross-checks millions of data points for absolute accuracy, all of which makes it easy for you to get the most money back guaranteed. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, every Wednesday afternoon, we invite an expert in to answer all of your questions to give you a little bit of free advice. And seeing as it is the weekend of romance and love, we guessed some of you might be getting engaged, or maybe some of you have already got engaged and you're in the market for a diamond ring. So whatever your questions, queries today about what to look for, the questions you should ask when you go to the jewellers, you can send them in to me. The WhatsApp number is 087 1400 106. And hopefully, jeweller David Wilson from David Wilson Jewellery will be able to answer them for you. How are you doing, David?
Very good, Andrea. Thanks a million for having me on.
Yeah, you're very welcome to the programme. You've loads of, I've never seen so many pretty sparkling diamante items brought into the studio. Of all of the things that we've had here over the years, this is without question the fanciest. Usually it's food and chocolate we're talking about, so this is a very different market. I'm thinking of our people today, David, our listeners, that are going to get engaged, or maybe they've got engaged. So you go into the jewellers. What are the first questions people need to ask?
I would recommend, and big congratulations to anyone who has got engaged this weekend or recently. What I would say is just to, it's a really fun, exciting time. Go enjoy it. Call into lots of different jewellers. Try on lots of different rings, even rings that you are not sure or you think that you wouldn't like. It's worthwhile just trying them on, because you never know what you're going to love, and if not, it's just a process of elimination.
It's a bit like the wedding dress, is it? Try them all on.
I would say so. I can't really speak to wedding dress shopping so much, but maybe something similar.
Something similar to that. Okay, I was reading this survey today, a nationwide survey by the insurance company Aviva. They tell us €3,600, that is the average spend on an engagement ring. Spill the beans, are they right or not?
So that would be close enough to what I found.
Is it?
Yeah. So in the rings that I brought in, there's engagement rings there from €1,500 up to €6,500, and then anything. So like, what's always really good is to kind of, like I was saying, it is a really happy occasion. So it's not, you don't want to ruin it by getting stressed out by financial, you know, worries at this time.
But I'd say there's a lot of fellas, and I'm sure women too, stressed out about how much they're going to spend.
So if even to set a window of a budget is a good way to start, and then stick to that.
So you think this survey of about €3,500, that is the average in your experience through the door?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I presume then there's obviously people who really go all out and splurge at the other end.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it could be, I mean, €10,000 could be a lot of, it is a lot of money, but it could be not so much money to some people. The same as €1,500 is a lot of money to a lot of people and not so much to other people.
Yeah.
So
do you witness a lot of rows in the jewellers?
No. It's very lucky that it's generally very happy moments that I get to be involved in.
Yeah, very good. Okay, listener questions. Right. I'm looking to buy an engagement ring for my girlfriend. She wants platinum. What's the difference between platinum and white gold?
Okay, so platinum is an element. It's found in the earth and it's mined. It is platinum. It's a white metal, precious metal. It's very heavy. White gold is actually developed as a substitute for platinum. So it's actually yellow gold or pure gold alloyed with palladium or other white metals to get it. So it would have different properties. With white gold, if you buy a white gold ring, usually it will be rhodium plated, so you would have to get that re-rhodium plated, or when you hear people talk about getting their engagement rings dipped, that is what they are referring to.
That's what they're doing. Okay, yeah, so just maybe the easiest way to explain this for people, if you're going engagement shopping and you're looking for a ring, typically the band, you've gold, white gold and platinum.
Would be typically the three metals at most, but then you would have rose gold as well, which can be occasionally used.
And in order of expense, do you list those?
At the moment, yellow gold and white gold are more expensive. It was traditionally platinum would have been the most expensive, but the gold price has soared, so gold is usually higher at the moment.
Okay, so your yellow gold, your white gold, then your
platinum,
and then rose gold at the end, is it?
Well, rose gold would be around the same as yellow gold and white gold.
Okay, right. Yeah. We come to the diamonds, right? Pretty much, I imagine most people in an engagement ring want one. So what's the first thing you explain to them when they come into the store?
Most people will be familiar with the four C's. So colour, clarity, cut and carat. One thing I'd always say to people, depending on the diamond, but the cut is maybe the most overlooked one, and it can be great to, or it can be worthwhile to try to get a higher cut grade and maybe down a little bit.
So is the cut the shape?
The cut is how it's polished. So, and that affects how the light interacts in the stone, which affects its brightness and brilliance. The shape would be the actual outline of the diamond. So for example, that is rectangular. So
That's
an emerald cut. And then the cut is how it's cut. So that is a step cut, and this is a brilliant cut.
So the brilliant cut is sort of where you have the diamond in the middle and the two arms of the band reaching around it effectively.
It would just refer to the cut of the diamond on its own.
Okay, not so much the ring.
Yes.
Okay, people need to keep that in mind. And then I know a lot of us will be drawn to, you know, the sparklier the diamond, the better.
Yes, yeah.
Is that the best barometer?
Not really. So that emerald cut one that I just showed you there, it's a classic solitaire with an emerald cut diamond. And it's a very elegant, understated kind of stone. And that's when maybe the clarity and colour would be more important in the diamond. So like some people are all about the sparkle and that's brilliant. Other people just want something a bit more understated or elegant. So it's a great time to express yourself and what you like to wear.
Yeah, I hope you don't mind. I should have asked at the beginning. I've actually tried on every single one of your rings here.
Yeah, that's great.
If you know me well, you'll know that understated is not a word you'd associate typically with me. So there's plenty of these that catch my eye for sure. Right, listener questions, David. I want to get a coloured gemstone engagement ring, but do the gemstones wear easier than diamonds?
Yes, short answer. So diamond is the hardest natural substance in the world. So hardness being its ability to resist scratching. So pretty much nothing can scratch a diamond apart from another diamond or lasers, things like that. Other gemstones then, so like your sapphires and emeralds are used in engagement rings. They're absolutely beautiful. They would be slightly less durable. Sapphire would be down the scale again, just slightly from diamond, and then emerald just after that. But it depends on the way it's set and the person's lifestyle. But I would definitely, I would consider it as a factor, but I wouldn't let it stop you. If you like really love a vivid blue, I think the sapphire is the only way to go, or the same with an emerald. You know, if you love that green, but it would just be something to consider how it's set, and a good jeweller should be able to talk you through that.
The gemstones, a little bit cheaper than the diamonds?
Can be. But for example, well, we'll play that game later, but it's not always what you would think. So the factors would that define what price would be rarity, the quality and the size of the gemstone. So you could pay a lot more for a sapphire than a diamond. But in general terms, all things being equal, quality and size, etc., diamond would be the most expensive.
You see, I think I'm tall and I think I've big hands, so I think that means I would need to have a big diamond. That's always the way I've operated, David.
Right. Yeah.
Brilliant. Right, listeners wondering, which is more expensive, a ruby or a sapphire ring?
Again, it would depend on the individual one. Probably ruby, in my experience, I find it slightly harder to come across a really, really nice ruby.
Okay. Yeah. Listener says, do couples who pick rings together pay together, or does one person pay for it all?
I found both, to be honest, and sometimes it's not really my place to ask, you know, where the where the payment is coming from, but I would think more and more it's probably a joint purchase, just with the
it's a joint purchase.
I would say more and more, yeah. But again, it's
so typically if you've a man and woman who are going in to buy their ring at the weekend, you will have a contribution from the girl as well, will you?
I don't like definitely. Sometimes I have a feeling more increasingly, but I won't, often it isn't broken down like that for me, or I just get the card. I don't really ask.
You don't care who's someone's paying. Well, I have to be honest. I'd have no problem. I'd be very happy to contribute to a ring. Well, that's because I know I'd know what I want and I like rings. So I'd have no problem making a contribution as long as I get what I want. Right. Are there certain cuts that are cheaper than other, or where can we get good value of money?
I think round brilliant cuts, this one here, they tend to be the most expensive, so you can get...
Sorry, this is the most expensive?
Well, the round brilliant cut, just in diamonds of the diamond shapes, as a general rule.
And just explain to listeners, that's effectively like the diamonds...
Around the shape of the diamond is round.
In the middle the part of the band.
There could be better value with... say marquee shape or pear shape, for example.
I really want a green stone engagement ring, says this listener, but a lot of the gems I found are incredibly expensive. Are there green gems that aren't as pricey but still look beautiful?
Yeah, absolutely. So tourmaline is one that comes into my head that has absolutely fantastic greens, everything from mint green to right through to bottle green, and they look absolutely sensational. Again, they can be very expensive, but there can be a lot of really good value in them as well. So again, it'd be something to ask your jeweller about. They should be able to guide you.
Do diamonds ever decrease in value, asks this texter?
They go up and down in value like everything else a little bit. I don't really, it's not my expertise, the diamond market, per se, but they would, depending on supply and various factors. But they've been, sought after and valued for hundreds of years at this stage.
If I buy a ring from my partner and it's the wrong size, can you get it changed, or would we have to get a new ring?
You should be able to get it changed, short answer. So for example, any of those that I sell to customer, I'll like always say as a matter of course, if they need the size changed, we'll do it. Some rings can be trickier to size than others, but again, it's about just going to a jeweller that you trust, that if there are any issues like that, that they'll be able to look after you. But you should generally not have to buy a new ring.
Okay. Now, Kira says, my engagement ring is a 0.75 carat solitaire and valued recently at 7.5 grand. I've always felt the size and look of it never really reflected the price. And I'd love to know, can it be traded in for a different style of ring?
Places would do that. It's not really my, that wouldn't be my area of expertise or not what I do. So I couldn't answer that.
But probably off the top of your head, there might be some places
I'm sure like it would be probably the best bet is just to call into jewelers and
see what they can do. Does anybody go for a pave style engagement ring, or is it always a risen diamond or gemstone? What is a pave style ring?
Maybe pave style, is it? PPAV. So that would be that is a setting of the diamond. So just like on this aquamarine halo ring.
So it's so the diamond in the middle with small diamonds around it.
Yeah, or kind of flush set maybe is maybe what they're referring to. So absolutely. I mean, it wouldn't be probably the most classic design, but it would be done. And it would be done a lot on shoulders, or accent diamonds would often be a pave set.
Okay, somebody's asking, and I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right. Is it the Ceylon sapphire?
Ceylon? Yeah. So that would be, that's the area of origin of the sapphire. I think it's Sri Lanka, I think.
Okay.
So it's a geographical area of where the sapphire came from that has a kind of typical
blue. They're wondering,
for that area.
Is that a good gem for an engagement ring?
Yeah, it'd be fantastic, absolutely. As long as if the person loves it, then there's no better gemstone for it. Just maybe a little more care, but like,
You've 9 different rings with you here, David, in studio today, right? And my, I'm going to try to pick, and we'll make sure to share this on social media, what the most expensive ring might be for our listeners. So my first guest, I think it's going to be this ruby here that's in a sort of a funny kind of it's nearly in a diamond shape with small diamonds around it.
Yeah. That's an oval. That's a 1.5 carat ruby in a elongated kind of hexagonal halo style. So it's not the most expensive, but
ballpark of this.
About 5,000, 600.
About 5,000 euro, yeah. Right. I'd say this emerald here with two small diamonds either side might be.
That's up there as well. That's green sapphire, actually. It's a partly sapphire. So sapphire also comes in, sapphire, blue is synonymous with sapphire, but it also comes in pink and green and yellow also. So this here as well is a pink sapphire.
So I would have, so is this, give me a roughly where are these in your list of expenditure?
This is 3,600, the pink sapphire.
Okay, and this one then is?
That one is 5,000.
About 5,000 euro. Yeah, so it's funny, you know,
I have it on my website.
You wouldn't think sometimes looking at the rings how expensive they are when you see other shapes. And of the nine that you've here with you today, which is the best value?
Well, I would argue they're all good value.
Well, if you want a big diamond and less money.
A big diamond, I would say this.
The middle stone here, which is a diamond in the middle of a platinum ring, effectively, is it?
An emerald cut solitaire. It's a 0.60 carat DVVS1, so like really high colour, really really clear, beautiful diamond.
Bright and sparkly.
Yeah.
That's what matters. I'm sure there'll be a lot of money spent on engagement rings this weekend. Jeweller David Wilson. David, thanks a million for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me on. That was great. Thank
no
you.
Problem at all for giving us a little bit of an insight into the world of sparkling diamonds. We will make sure to share this on social media too. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
This is a message from sponsor Intuit TurboTax. Taxes was getting frustrated by your forms. Now Taxes is uploading your forms with a snap, and a TurboTax expert will do your taxes for you. One who's backed by the latest tech, which cross-checks millions of data points for absolute accuracy, all of which makes it easy for you to get the most money back guaranteed. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.